Masechet Tamid Perek Heh Mishnah Gimel. Till this point, all of the Kohanim were wearing the special clothing of the Kohanim, but only some of them were chosen to be involved in the service of the Korban Tamid. After the last lottery, the Kohen who was appointed to run things had all the other Kohanim who were not chosen to take part in the service change out of their special Kohen clothing and back into their own clothes. Mesarum lahazanim, the appointed one of the Kohanim, handed over the rest of the Kohanim who were not going to participate to the assistance of somebody named Pinhas, who handled all the clothes of the Kohanim. Hayumafshitino tamit bigdehem, and the Kohanim didn't undress themselves, but these helpers, these assistants, would take off the clothes of the Kohanim for them. When they took off the clothes, they removed the special hat, the belt, and the robe from the Kohanim, but they would leave the pants, the special pants on them. It would have been improper for the Kohanim to be standing there with no clothes on. So they left their special Kohen pants on, and then after they put on their own robes, then the Kohanim would remove those pants and give them back to the assistants. The halonot hayusham, in the lishkat hagazit, where they were getting undressed, there were special closets in the walls that would store the clothes of the Kohanim. The katuv alehem tashmishek hakelim, and written on the closets were the names of the special garments that they were held. They had a special closet for each one of the garments, for the pants, for the robes, for the belt, and for the hats. So there were 20, and there were 24 watches of Kohanim. So each watch needed 4 different closets. And that equals a total of 96 closets in this spot to store the clothes of the Kohanim.